There's a disappearing act happening in Barcelona. The quaint restaurants and shops that draw tourists to the city are being replaced by big chain stores. Lauren Freya reported earlier this summer on the efforts to stop that trend.
Workers are renovating the historic facade of Colmado Quiles, a wine and cheese shop in downtown Barcelona. 100 years ago, customers rolled up here in horse-drawn carts. Now there are BMWs outside on what's become one of Barcelona's poshest avenues. So posh, in fact, that manager Faustino Muñoz says he can no longer afford to stay. We just can't compete with big chain stores, he says. We're struggling to do right by our employees, but our rent has tripled this year, he says. That's because rent controls expired this winter, so this family business is moving into the only space it can now afford, a storage room. Its historic storefront is being renovated to host a chain clothing store. Barcelona's gentrification has been fueled by a huge spike in tourism. The city of 2 million now gets more than 7.5 million tourists a year. They boost the economy but put off some locals. Barceloneta! Residents of beachside Barceloneta have been protesting Airbnb rentals that host bachelor parties where foreigners rage and vomit in their cobblestone streets all night. But some foreigners are actually trying to preserve the city's oldest businesses.
Everyone, quick question. Has anyone ever been on a food tour before?
Renee Christensen is an American expat and tour guide for Devour Barcelona, a food tour with a social mission to save this city's mom-and-pop tapas bars.
We have a market here, a great place to have seafood, places you won't find in a guidebook. But I think a lot of these places, too, are places with history. So we hope that none of these places will ever close.
Places like Can Tosca, where black and white photos of generations of the Tosca family line wood-paneled walls. Rosa Sanchez Tosca was born in the stairwell next door. Without rent controls, so many emblematic places are closing and everything's starting to look the same. She says she's had two tough years, but the food tour has helped her stay in business. Now, alongside locals at the bar, tourists chomp into Rosa's special butifarra sausage.
Delicious. It's a good thing I'm hungry.
Christensen leads her tour group through a square where gypsies strum guitars and into a vermouth bodega, a bakery run by a Syrian immigrant and a market completely off the beaten path.
This market was inaugurated in 1892. That makes it about 20 years older than La Boqueria, that very big, colorful market on Las Ramblas. It has kind of become part market, part tourist attraction. It's a shame, but it is a little bit crazy if you go...
Barcelona's center is becoming a sort of Disneyland version of itself, says Devour Tours founder James Blick, who's originally from New Zealand. But he says that's not inevitable.
There's nothing wrong with chains, but we don't just want to have all chains. It does feel like David and Goliath, but, you know, David was smarter.
With a little boost from these tours, some of those Davids, Barcelona's oldest family bars, are renegotiating rents with their landlords and competing with big chains. They see a future with locals and tourists eating together. For NPR News, I'm Lauren Freyer in Barcelona.